Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium. SMS die woord RAND na 37522 teen R1. En Portfolium skakel jou terug. Boxer is een van die vinnigst groeiende kleinhandelgroepe in die land en sy wortels strek terug tot 1977 toe die eerste winkel in Empangeni in KwaZulu-Natal sy deure geopen het. Pick n Pay het Boxer in 2002 gekoop om die onderste deel van die verbruikersmark te teiken en die groep het uitstekend presteer. Maar Pick n Pay het egter verlede jaar 'n belang van 35% vir 8,5 miljard rand verkoop as deel van sy eie herkapitalisasieproses en Boxer is toe op die JSE genoteer. Boxer bedryf vandag so 550 winkels en het die afgelope 6 maande 22 nuwe winkels tot die portefeulje gevoeg. Oor die afgelope 12 maande het die groep met 60 nuwe winkels gegroei. Boxer het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde Augustus bekend gemaak. Die omset was 14% hoër op 22,5 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste of die wins was 5,3% hoër op 520 miljoen rand. En die direksie het 'n dividend van 45,3 sent per aandeel verklaar en dit is 40% van die wesensverdienste. Marek Masojada is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Boxer. Marek, thank you so much for your time. There are a lot of numbers and statistics in your financial results, but one stood out for me, and that is that you saw selling deflation of 0.7%. Does that mean that the selling prices declined during the period?
Yes, deflation has been a phenomenon that we've seen within our Boxer environment for the last 6 to 8 months. And yes, 0.7% is a measure of how selling prices decreased on those items that we sold this half compared to the same half in the prior year. Good news for the customer.
Absolutely. And do you segment it food prices versus the prices of other products?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the 0.7 deflation is the weighted average of all the products that we sell. You know, so it's higher in some categories and, you know, obviously offset by inflation and others.
It's an interesting thing. You get the official government and statistics of African numbers and statistics, and then you have a company like Boxer who is on the ground and experiencing maybe a different trend. How do you approach, from a Boxer perspective, price hikes and the pricing of products?
Yeah, it is an interesting phenomenon. Obviously, we see overall inflation in South Africa at the moment probably between 3 and 4%, and that is lower than it has been in past years, and we are seeing that come down. But within our environment, we're measuring specifically the selling prices of the products that our customers are buying. And it's very much driven by promotional activity on those products. And what it's reflecting is that the selling prices on those promoted items is lower than it was in the prior year.
Interesting trend indeed. But Boxer is also busy with a relatively aggressive expansion program. During the period, 25 new stores were opened, 3 were closed. And 15 of those new stores were liquor stores. There were 9 superstores and 1 build store. So what is the strategy? And there seems to be some preference for liquor stores.
Rick, yes. You know, we are intent on growing our footprint. Boxer is underrepresented in many of the towns across Southern Africa. We have 3 formats in our state, as you mentioned, the superstore, liquor, and our hardware store. Boxer was relatively late into liquor, and the additional liquor stores that are reflected in the numbers are going back in our historical estate and opening liquor stores next to those original superstores. So our focus is really on the supermarket expansion, but we hope that in the future every superstore will open with a complementary liquor store next door.
Are the margins higher for the liquor stores as opposed to the superstores or the traditional grocery store?
In our market, not really, Rick. You know, we are into selling a lot of the beer and spirit market where margins are traditionally lower in the market that sells high premium wines, etc. But what benefit we do get is that a liquor store feeds off the infrastructure of the main store. So we just incur a few marginal costs on top of the store infrastructure, and hence we are able to operate at a significantly lower cost.
Some of your competitors have also moved into pharmacies and some even pet franchises or a pet division. Yes. Are you looking at some of those as well?
Rick, to be honest, no. You know, we are fully intent on rolling out our superstore and the liquor formats in the main. We have opened one build store in the half, and there are one or two more planned, but our focus is on that supermarket format.
ShopRite, which probably is your biggest competitor, they are also busy with a very, very aggressive expansion initiative or program. They're opening virtually a store a day. And I just don't see, are there still room in the South African retail market for two big retailers to expand so aggressively? Because, you know, I would assume the real estate would run out.
Rick, yeah, it's an interesting point that I think one, you know, gets a lot of debate over. We tend to sort of stay focused on our Boxer rollout, where we are very much underrepresented. We operate, obviously, in a market where there are big players around us, but I think customers are showing that they have a love and a need for the Boxer brand, and, you know, that's what's supporting our thinking in terms of the rollout.
On what areas do you focus on for expansion?
We recently opened our 7th distribution center, which is in KwaZulu-Natal, but we have developed a supply chain across all 9 provinces of South Africa, so we are able to add to the estate in any province. However, there are areas that we are focusing on a bit more where there are gaps in the market. Gauteng is a priority province for us at the moment, and even in our historically home province of KwaZulu-Natal, we see opportunity for more stores. The Western Cape is a province where we are the most underrepresented, and we also are intent on rolling out more stores there.
Just on the corporate side, the company declared a dividend of just over 45 cents a share. That's 40% of the headline earnings. Now, of course, Pick n Pay is the majority shareholder. I think it's around 65% Pick n Pay holds of Boxer. Was there some pressure from Pick n Pay for a dividend? Because they could do with a strong dividend.
Rick, I think in the lead up to the IPO, we made it very clear that we were intent on having a dividend policy, and we gave H2 this year as the commencement of that dividend policy. So we're very happy to have lived up to that intention at the time of listing. You know, Pick n Pay traditionally has paid out 2 dividends a year to its shareholders, and we intend on continuing that. You know, clearly, as you mentioned, 2/3 will go through to Pick n Pay, and I think they'll be appreciative of that as well, as will all the other shareholders as well.
Just lastly, and this question emanates from my regular interaction with Peter Engelbrecht from ShopRite, and one of their really interesting initiatives is that they sell a range of products for R5, and mostly food products, sanitary products, but it's more of a social type of initiative. Do you have a similar initiative where you sell really necessities at a discounted rate?
Rick, absolutely. I think, you know, Boxer as a discounter, that philosophy is applied to our entire. We have a very narrow range. In fact, every product in our stores we regard as an essential product. There's a lot of work that goes into deciding on the range that we stock. And our ambition is to offer a really good price and top value on those key products. So that's fundamental to our Boxer strategy.
How many products do you sell?
We sell 3,000 SKUs across our business, of which 2,000 are dry grocery lines and 1,000 are across our service departments. And, you know, that is effectively what differentiates a discounter from a regular supermarket.
Just for comparison's sake, how many products would a typical supermarket sell?
A typical supermarket could be from 15,000 SKUs and above.
Oh, so that is very, very significant. Why that focus?
That is essentially what Boxer is. We've learned from some of the international discounters over the years, and the philosophy is around keeping our business simple, focusing on the products that move, that customers regard as being the most important in their lives. And everything that we do is about bringing efficiency to the business as a result of having a curtailed range and putting those efficiencies back into a price offering that is unmatched.
Just as an interest, I don't know if you are aware, but the price earnings ratio of ShopRite is 21. The price earnings ratio of Spar is 12.3 times. Pick n Pay is loss-making, so its PE is irrelevant. But Boxer's ratio is 22 times, which makes it the most expensive grocery retailer in the country.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the new things that we've learned about being a listed business, Ray, because these measures and so on, you know, we hope to live up to that PE through, you know, showing exceptional growth in the years ahead.
Yeah, very interesting. Marek, thank you so much for your time. That was Marek Mazojada. He's the CEO of Boxer. Theo, ek het tamelijk baie tyd spandeer op die resultate vandag en daar is niks snaaks vir my daarin nie. Dis 'n baie goeie besigheid, of minste dis wat ek in die staat te lees.
Ryk wat vir my, dit is 'n goeie besigheid. Dis 'n uitstekende besigheid en eintlik is dit, dink ek, Pick n Pay kan sy sterre dank dat hierdie besigheid so fenomenaal presteer, want is eintlik die besigheid wat hulle uit die moeilikheid uit getrek het so 2-3 jaar gelede en steeds nou die waarde gee.
Hulle is 35% belang verkoop wat
ja,
kroonjuwele.
Maar die punt is wat vir my baie interessant is, is as hy praat van hulle, kom ons sê 3000 produkte, verskillende produkte, en hy het gepraat van maatskappye soos Checkers Shoprite wat 5 keer meer produkte het, dan laat het my baie dink aan die suksesresep van 'n Capitec bank. Enkele produkte, verstaan jou kliënt 100%. Alles hang af van jy verstaan jou kliënt en jy geef jou kliënt precies wat hy op sy wil hê. Nie 20 keuses nie, nie 10 keuses nie, gee vir die kliënt precies wat hy op sy wil hê, hy of sy wil hê, en maak seker jy lewer daai produk of daai diens so goedkoop moontlik, so effektief koop moontlik, en doen dit precies soos die kliënt het graag sal wil hê, en dis deel van hierdie resep.
Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker. SMS die woord RAND na 37522 teen R1 en Portfolium skakel jou terug.
Op elke R1 muntstuk pronk daar 'n springbok. Die beste R1 wat ek al ooit spandeer het, was toe ek 'n SMS van net R1 aan Portfolium gestuur het. Daardie R1 het my lewe verander. Portfolium het my gekontak, my gelei en my gewys hoeveel springbokke ek eendag gaan benodig om af te tree. Daar is 'n rede waarom die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika hulle lede se aftrede aan Portfolium toevertrou. Stuur nou per SMS die woord RAND aan 37522 vir net R1 en gee Portfolium die kans om jou lewe te verander soos hulle myne verander het. Laat Portfolium die trotse springbok van jou aftrede wees. Besenfees geld, gratis SMS'e geld nie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.